Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, cause here's the answer. It's Kroger Quality Beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger Quality Beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger Quality Beef will make your dinner a real banquet. A meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger Quality Beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger Quality Beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger Quality Beef. And remember, Kroger Quality Beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger Quality Beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. People can't burden themselves too heavily with the troubles of others, or the world would be a world of people just sitting down and worrying. Freddie Lang is deeply troubled by the mystery surrounding Penny Gibbs' job with Rich Carey Carlton. Yet this morning, he's busy with Paul Williams testing the machinery in their dairy. And Freddie says,
Mr. Williams, are you ready to test the bottle conveyor yet?
As soon as I have this spliced wire taped up ready. Think it'll work?
Well, it sure ought to. We put it together just like the book said, and I guess the books are always right, ain't they?
Yep, when they're read right. Ready to throw the switch. Ready over there?
Yep, guess so.
All right. As soon as I turn on the current, you can throw the switch to start. Here goes. Turn it on, Freddy.
Okay. Hey, looky that. It works.
I didn't have much doubt that it would, son. We put it together to look just like the old one we threw out, so it should work.
Well, look, let's put some bottles on it and watch them go down into the machine and then see them get filled up, huh?
All right. We better pull them off before they hit the machine. That isn't running yet.
Oh, well, we can get them off all right. Here, you grab some too, will you?
Now, I have a couple. Just a few should be enough.
Well, come on. Let's put them on the conveyor belt and watch them ride.
There. Mine are on.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, look at them go, will you?
Just a half dozen of them this time, Freddy. I hope before long the conveyor belt's full for hours.
Me too, Mr. Williams. Me too. Then we'll really be perking along, won't we?
Yep. I hope it won't be long before... Hey, Freddy, turn on the conveyor. The bottles are going to the filling machine.
Holy mackerel, I forgot all about... What? Not too late.
Turn it off, Freddy.
I can't. The switch is stuck.
Wait, I'll run down to get those last two bottles off.
I can just get the switch unstuck. Everything will be all right. I got it. What was that?
Well, another bottle fell, but it didn't break.
Man. Well, at least we saved something.
Oh, I don't think the loss of a few bottles is going to hurt us, Freddy.
No, but that bottle, it didn't break. What do you say? Let's let that be the first bottle that we put through when we really get things rolling, huh?
All right. Good idea, son. A sentimental fella, aren't you?
Me? Nah, but... Well, the one that didn't bust, I figure it's sort of on our side. You know what else we could do? We could deliver that to Gibbsy. She's our first customer.
Good idea, Freddy. I'll mark it and set it aside.
Good.
It'll be the first in the washer and sterilizer, too.
Hey, what about that? Is the washer going to be getting here today?
Yep, going to be delivered this afternoon. Then we can set up the conveyor from the washer to the sterilizer, too.
Guess that just about finishes everything in here, doesn't it?
Yes, son, we're all set. The barn's ready and fully equipped, feeds in. I made a deal with four farmers up the road to supply us regularly.
Hey, that's dandy. And I got the trucks all set to go, too. Got them purring just like kittens.
Yeah?
Yeah, there ain't a rattling either one of them. Although, Nora's got a squeak somewheres, but I'll...
Nora has a squeak?
Not your daughter, Nora, Mr. Williams. I mean Nora the truck. I named them Nora and Gibbsy. Don't you remember that?
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah. Oh, say, there's something else I meant to tell you about, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got five more stops all lined up on my route. I guess you'd be wanting to put them in a book and... You know we're going to be getting enough ready so that we can go into operation real soon, huh?
Oh, yes. We have customers enough to get started with, Freddy. It's just one thing I'm worried about. I didn't think I'd tell you this unless I had to, but afraid I'm going to have to.
Well, what is it? What's wrong? Well, it can't be real bad, can it?
Well, it's costly, Freddy.
What is it?
Our herd is on its way.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? That means we're all set for sure.
No, it doesn't, Freddy. Didn't let me finish. The herd will be here tomorrow, but we won't be able to take it off the cattle cars until we've paid the amount in full.
Well, let's just pay it up then.
That's just the trouble, Freddy. All this will cost more than I thought it would. We just don't have the money for the herd.
Oh. Don't have it, huh?
No. Nope.
Well, so what? We can go into the bank and we'll get more.
I tried that yesterday, Freddy, when I saw we were running short. We've borrowed our limit at the bank.
Why, those 30...
No, no, son, we have no right to complain. The bank was very generous with us. They let us have every dime they possibly could. There's no way of borrowing any more money on the farm. Gonna have to get the money somewhere else.
Yeah, but gosh, where?
I don't know where. That's why I'm worried.
Mr. Williams, how much do we need for the herd, huh?
Well, I have some money. 1,500 more, and we'll be able to pay the bill in full.
Huh. 1,500 fish, huh?
And that may not be all, Freddy, if we don't take the herd out of the rail yards the day they get here. There's a charge for housing and feeding of cattle that aren't collected and hauled away.
Charge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much is that going to be?
Well, that depends on how many days the herd was to stay in the railroad yards.
Oh, I see. 1,500 smackers, huh? A lot of dough. Well, maybe I can figure out a way to get it.
Where?
Well, I don't know for sure yet, Mr. Williams, but I think I'll figure out something for us. You know, I got an idea. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Listen, son. Don't do anything that...
Oh, look, Mr. Williams, I won't do nothing wrong. A lot of help to us that'd be.
Well, I know you realize that now, but I don't want you to get so desperate for the money we need that you do something we'll be sorry for.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Williams. You know, doing things the right way has been too much fun to go ruining everything now. No, sir, I wouldn't take a dime that didn't belong to me, or I wouldn't do anything I didn't think I had a right to.
Bye, baby, on the treetop.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Nora.
Shh, Freddy. Huh? You'll wake the baby. She's sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid. Sorry.
How is everything at the dairy?
Oh, it's just great. Say, your old man and I got the conveyor working today, and everything's in but the bottle washer.
Oh.
And that's coming this afternoon.
Oh, that's just super, Freddy.
Yeah, it's really great, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, let's have a look-see at the brat there, huh?
Valerie is not a brat.
Oh, she isn't, isn't she?
No.
Well, I'll bet she will be when she gets to be as old as you are.
Oh, so I'm a brat, am I?
Nah, you're not, but I like the look on your kisser when I call you one. You know, you even look cute when you're mad, Nora.
Oh, your teeth.
Okay, Skipper. Hey, look at the little fella asleep, will you?
It's a girl, isn't she just scrumptious, Freddy?
Yeah. Yeah, sure is getting big, too.
Oh, she's an armful now, Freddy. You can pick her up when she wakes up and I'll...
What, me pick up a little dame? Oh, nothing doing,
It won't hurt you.
Well, maybe not. But, you know, little brats like this belong in a dame's arms, not no guy's.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I know. Anyhow, can you imagine? Just think of how I'd feel if somebody walked in here and saw me holding a baby. I'd want to go right through the floor.
You'd look cute holding a baby.
Cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That settles it for good, then. Me, I ain't never going to carry no baby.
Oh, you'll change your mind sometime.
Not me.
Well, we'll see. Oh, Freddy asked me what movie I wanted to see tonight. Would the Rialto be all right with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's going to be real great, kid. Say, I'm glad you brought that up. I think, Nora, that... Well, maybe we ought to make it next week instead of tonight, huh?
Next week, why?
Well, it's just... Well, you see, Nora, I ain't going to be able to make it tonight.
Oh. You don't want to take me, huh?
Oh, no, that ain't it at all, Nora. It's just that, well, something's come up, and it's kind of important, and, well, I ain't going to be able to go to no movie at all.
Oh, but we're going out just the same, you mean?
Well, you see, Nora, Look, kid, I ain't going to be able to take you nowheres tonight at all. You see, I...
Yes, I see, Freddy. I see perfectly. You just don't want to. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I figured it would be, Nora. We'll make it next week, though, huh?
Well, I don't know. I might be busy on my night off next week.
Oh, now, look,
Freddy, and I don't like what I see. You said a whole week ago that we were going to the movies tonight. You didn't have to wait until this morning to tell me...
Okay, then go ahead and get sore about it. See if I care. Go to the movies with anybody else you want from now on, if anybody else is jerk enough to take it, because I'm not
going to... Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh. Hi, Gibbsy.
It's nothing, Miss Gibbs.
It sounded to me as if you two were fighting.
No, we're not fighting, Gibbsy. Just getting a few things straightened out. Hey, got your hat and coat on. Where you going?
Oh, out, Freddy.
Just out, huh? Going on another one of them jobs for Mrs. Carlton.
Yeah. Look, Nora, I'll be back before dinner time. This won't interfere with your night off.
My night off is off, Miss Gibbs. I don't think I'll go anywhere.
Well, I thought you and Freddy were going out.
I got something else to do, Gibbsy.
And I don't feel like going out.
Oh, well, that's too bad. There's a wonderful movie at the Rialto, you know.
Gibbsy, will you skip it?
I think I'll go to Daddy's if I go anywhere tonight. But you don't have to hurry back home on account of me, Miss Gibbs.
Well, I'll be home early anyway. This errand won't take very long.
Gibbsy, you still going to stay clam-faced about what cooks in your job for this Carlton thing?
Freddy, I thought that was understood. I can't tell you what I'm doing.
No?
No. And Freddy, listen to me.
Yeah?
Don't follow me, please. I've had some rather upsetting news. Things aren't going as well as they should. I'm having a little unexpected trouble, Freddy. Your following me may only make things worse.
Yeah?
Yeah. So promise me, Freddy, please don't follow me.
How serious is Penny's trouble? What kind of trouble is she in? Will we ever find out what she's doing for Mrs. Carlton? Why is it so important that Freddy not follow her? And where is Freddy going to get the money he and Mr. Williams need for their herd? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a thick, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcers.